What up, what up, what up?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. There definitely has been affordable seating at those fights.
I'm just saying, check this out. Does this math make sense? Tank and Ryan, they're both between 12 to 18,000, right? Individually. Obviously, Ryan has never done 18, and Tank has, but we're giving them both an average, right? Anywhere from 12 to 18,000. Those tickets, if we go to MGM, how many of those tickets are $50 in your opinion? Out of the what, 17,000?
If he goes to MGM,
yes.
None of them are $50.
Exactly.
Not a single one.
So here's my point, bro. This is what I'm saying. They don't hear me. 71,835, right, for football. Cool. Why can't they go into this and say, I'm selling 50,000 tickets at $50. I'm going to keep the same 18 to 21,000 tickets that boxing fans originally buy and price those high. Keep in mind, when Gennady sold 18-something thousand, he sold nosebleeds. Keep in mind, when Tank sold 18-something thousand, he sold nosebleeds. You understand what I'm saying? So there's not 50,000 people buying $1,500 ringside seats, let alone 50,000 people buying the first level. There's just not.
I mean, yeah, there's not 50,000 seats in the first level. That's why you can't have 50,000 tickets at one price.
I'm sure you can. Again, I'm seeing one.
So
two,
as a consumer,
three,
listen to
levels.
Me. As a consumer, right? As a consumer, do you think it's fair that you pay $50, you in a 200 level, and or you pay $50, but you in a 400 level? I pay the same price. I'm in the 200 level.
Well, check it. The exclusivity is on the grass. That's your expenses. That's your 500s. Your 1500s. Your 2,000.
So you're saying all seats outside of the grass should be the same price?
I mean, look, you can add $10. I don't want – look at – let me get this image
out. Hold on, let me get a screen share. Can we be realistic for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just think for a second.
Mm-hmm.
What just went on sale today?
I get you.
Not the Beyonce ticket, guys.
Based off your last statement, I get it. If I'm up there paying 50, I'm mad at the dude down there paying 50. So what I'm saying is we could change it. It's four levels. We'll change it by 10. You understand?
Nah.
Yeah, bro, because you don't need it. Can we not fit 50,000 on the grass?
Fuck no.
20, though, right?
No.
Get the fuck out of here. We can't fit 20,000 around the ring on that grass on 100 fucking yards.
I hope not. Shit, I'd be shitty as hell if I'm down there with 19,000 musty motherfuckers around.
At
I hope not.
At least 10 on that grass. Come on, man. Ringside holds how many?
2,000.
4.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think you ain't smoke on the way here. That's what happened. Yeah, I think $50 gets you in the door for this one, if it's at the stadium, right? But, brother, at 100 level, man, some of those seats is club seats. They come with buffets. Like, bro, that shit should be several hundred dollars, and it will be several hundred dollars.
And now you're alienated. You just gained all the green grass. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not alienated.
It's to give more affordable seats.
Ness.
Now you're saying that first row,
bro,
is like
trust
buffet?
Trust me. That's what comes with the stadium. Is that my problem?
Bro,
is
but we don't got to use buffet.
But listen to me, bro.
I'm listening.
You overthinking this shit.
Wow.
First of all, who has sold out a stadium? Who?
Many people have come close.
Who's come close?
Pacquiao, Canelo.
So Pacquiao was
50-something.
So that's 50%. 50%.
That's close. Name other people that fought in stadiums. Those are your benchmarks.
Okay, but what I'm saying is I want to do and what you want to do can still be done. That's
right.
A lot of damn people. You get what I'm saying? So you could have your – I mean, I don't see
I was just trying to do simple math, Danny. Between you and I, obviously the world's listening, how many people you think is buying $1,500 tickets, let alone – thousands and 500, and then Go even to the 300. Tell us right now how many thousands are buying 300s. And then how many more thousands are buying 500s?
If it's at Allegiant?
Yes. Of course. That's the topic of the
show.
Yeah,
I mean, there's probably, if you got a price tier of $1,500, mm-hmm. and this is from a former ticket scalper, if you got a price point of $1,500,
mm-hmm.
oh, you probably got maybe 1,000.
Of those tickets.
Of those tickets.
Exactly. So now the next tier.
It's probably like a 1,250 in there.
And how many of those?
Probably like another 1,200 of those.
So we still at like fucking 98,000 tickets, bro. That's what I'm trying to say. All I'm saying, look, my math could be wrong and I could be sounding crazy. But the point I'm trying to get across is we need more $50 tickets than we do fucking $1,000 tickets. Ain't nobody buying them
and
shit.
Nobody said that there will be. You've been arguing with yourself and you're mad with yourself for
no
reason.
No, because I'm trying to say those expensive tickets that they need, those are grass.
Okay.
And everything else should be affordable. Everything else should be affordable because it ain't that many. That's the 1% down there.
And then you got the 5% in the 100, and then the 25% in the 200 level, and then the 50% in the 300 level, and then the 90% in the 400 level.
No, wait. You got $1,500 tickets.
No.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. The people that are buying them, we said the 1% is buying a $1,500 ticket.
Yeah.
Then your next benchmark was $1,200.
I said the 100 level. Yeah, bro, because it's like, You might have 15 different ticket price points, but there's really only what, 5 levels? You got your floor 100, 200, 300, 400. So I'm saying to make it easier, right? Yeah, cool. Maybe the floor seats is only for the 1%ers, and the 100 level is only for the 5%ers, but then the 200 is for the 25%ers and the 300 is for the 50%ers, and then the 400
I'm just
is
saying.
For the 90%ers. Everybody that needs to be at this fight, if it's done at Allegiant Stadium, only if we'll be able to afford to be at this fight.
Can I get another screenshot? I'm just saying, bro, with all these seats, I don't think I'll give it to you because you've been to these games. You've had the experience of, like you said, I didn't even know they did buffet. That shit's crazy. Boxing don't do that. I got to go to the concessions, pay for a $13 hot dog. I'm telling you, we got the worst sport in the world. But ooh, this first level looks sexy. What's your price in that at?
I mean, it depends, right? So if I'm like, let's say 50 yard line, which is center ring, right?
Oh wow, you even doing it that way too.
I mean, you have to, like, this is the way the shit is done.
Okay.
And I'm just saying because that's the way the shit is done. You could have in the 100 level, you could have anywhere from $1,500 tickets to $300 tickets.
Nah, that's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm trying to say. This point isn't getting to them. Your thousands, your five, your 1,500s, your 1,200s, even your fucking 750s, put them on the grass.
Here's the thing, though, Ness. Here's the thing. Even in arenas, not just stadiums, even in arenas, a lot of people prefer the 100 level.
Okay.
Versus the floor.
Cool.
It is elevated. It is a secure seat in mm-hmm. the sense of the stand. Numerous other things. Like,
so they're getting a deal.
Brother, but your concern is that the people that can't, that's not rich, won't be able to attend the fight. And I'm telling you, there's going to be a plethora of tickets. And I won't be surprised if it doesn't sell out. Like the bar.
But that's the point. I'm trying to make sure it sells out.
Okay, so the problem is that you're in a town with 600,000 people. You want 100,000 to show up, like, to a venue that doesn't hold 100,000 for one. But bro, even to sell out, like, very, like,
people
far,
are flying into this fight. You can't just count on the residents here.
I understand that, but my point is that you're asking of this what very few events do, regardless of genre, regardless of niche. And you're setting the bar extremely high.
Low, you mean?
Because
you're saying my tickets are priced too low for the seating.
Your tickets are priced, or you want what too many cheap tickets. But on top of that, it's like, bro, if even if price on the lower side in a realistic world, man, it's going to take a lot for this event to sell out. I've been pushing for it. I think this is the only fight capable of, but you're talking proper promotion, proper ticket time. Like,
Danny,
it's
71 or 65. You telling me we can't do that? Canelo could fight fucking Callum Smith or Billy Joe, whoever the fuck he was, and we didn't care about that motherfucker. We only tuned in for Canelo.
And Canelo only did 73% of the capacity.
But he did 70,000.
But he only did 73% of the capacity.
That's 100. This ain't 100.
That's not
100. I thought Dallas was 100.
100,000. And he was only able to do 73% of that with the cheap tickets.
But what I'm saying,
but you want
he still had 100,000 people is the max out, and he got to 73,000. This
right.
max out is 30,000, 40,000 less, bro.
Right, and you expect someone who hasn't fought in a stadium to do that. Canelo did not. Canelo did under.
Of course, you know why? Because even I bet you we Google now, Canelo ticket prices is going to be more than Tank. They more. That's what I'm saying. They don't take
I'll take that bet all day. I'll take that bet all day.
What?
I'll take that bet all day.
You can't take it yet because they didn't price this and it ain't fall in the stadium yet.
If it lands, I'll take that. I'll take a month's pay on that bet all day. All day. That Tank Ryan tickets are higher than any Canelo fight in any stadium. I'll take that bet all day, a month's pay, because that's what you said. I'll take that bet.
That they're higher.
You said Canelo's tickets are going to be
not
higher.
Betting.
I'll take that bet all
I'm
day.
I'm not betting, but that doesn't mean I'm not afraid to wait and find out and see who's right or wrong. Because, no, I think Canelo is a superstar. Tank has not established himself as a superstar, let alone the other teeny bopper. They coming together to make a great fight. Canelo is already established. You can never price your tickets at Canelo's price.
Sounds like an easy win for you.
No, well, I'm not going to make a magical bet.
No, I mean, obviously the fight would have
to happen.
But there's numerous reasons why I believe, you know, the other way, neither way, neither here nor there. But, champ, I think that you're setting the bar super high. I think that if they do it at the stadium, if they do it right, they do 50,000.
Let me ask you some questions because I don't know.
Uh-huh.
They don't pay for the stadium, right? Like, the promoters, they get in the stadium because they bring in the attraction.
Correct.
So then, again, I'm fucking winning in my own head. I don't care what he's thinking about. Hear me out one last time, Danny. Why can't you, as the promoter, figure out however the fuck you want to figure it out? Forget everything that I've been confusing you with. Get your – what they Wilder in the make? They had what, 19 million with 17,000?
I think 18.
Okay, so Danny, figure it out.
And they will. They will.
No, no,
you
no,
think
no.
they're not capable.
I want you to figure it out. Like you said, these two guys are going to be priced. Their tickets will be more expensive than Canelo. So cool. Do that shit with the 17,000. Let the public get the rest. You get it? Wilder Fury made $19 million with $17,000. They didn't have a fucking 65-seated arena. The $65,000. So if I only need $17,000 to make $19 million, I'll charge those 17,000 people that price and charge everyone else the lower price to sell out the fucking arena. What am I saying that doesn't make sense?
I agree.
You ain't said that from the beginning.
No, you said have 50,000 tickets at $50.
Because I think you can. Again, 17 made 19 million. Why the fuck do I need 50,000 to make 19 million?
Because, again, 17,000 is about what you'll have per bowl. So, again, why would I want the person that's fucking wiping their nose looking at the screen paying the same thing that the person on the lower level?
We already established that was a mistake. I said, fuck it,
okay,
go up $10
so stop
more.
Stop sticking. Yeah, I think that is absurd. That is not the way it's done. You know, I think that
in that picture, where do you think and how many of this picture are $50 non-tax, man? Because why is it so hard? This is greed. This is what
bro,
I'm saying.
No, it's not greed.
You're not even
you're gonna
a promoter.
Bro, you're going to have probably like 5 to 6 $50,000 ticket.
And this is what I'm saying. Why? It's a 65,000 seated arena.
Right, let me ask you a question. 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 No, no, no.
Boston doesn't normally do 65. They literally deal with 10 and 12.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Is you willing right now to bet your career? Like, listen, listen. Because you sound so sure. So I want to know, how sure are you that they sell $6,050 tickets?
What? Man, that shit's like hotcakes. You kidding me?
$10,000.
Hotcakes.
$20,000.
Hotcakes. You laughing? You know why you laughing? You know why you laughing? Because it's never been done.
You're
but
right.
But you
are 1,000,000% right, my friend. You are 1,000,000. Because the people that own these venues, they know how to properly price them.
No, and they also never done it. Here's my facts. Did Canelo ever do 54,000 until he did it?
And when he do 54?
With Smith. Liam Smith, WBO title in Texas.
48.
I thought it was 54.
Oh, 53, yeah.
It's 54. Earl did 48.
Nah, you're right, and Canelo did 53. But close 53, to
53, 54, semantics.
It's close.
My point is, ladies and gentlemen, before he did it, it never been done. Now, Nesta never lets you forget why he did it. Motherfucker sold $10 tickets, and you could bring a can of fucking SpaghettiOs and get in. So don't tell me you can't do it. Don't laugh at me when I say, yeah, $20,000 at $50. How many they sold for SpaghettiOs? How many motherfuckers got into the arena for free with a can of SpaghettiOs? But Danny laughing at me for asking for $50.
I said they should do the 50, and I think that the lowest price will be 50.
They did a food can drive and let people live.
I just think you're a little ambitious. Yo, let me ask you, what's the last...
What's more ambitious?
No,
having
let me
someone
you,
bring green beans
me,
to the fucking fight to get in for free or
you.
Ask them for 50?
Green beans.
It was a toy drive.
Yeah.
Toy drive or a food drive they did. One of the two. Google it. I can't give you the facts.
Bro, and they still didn't sell out even giving away tickets.
But they got the 54, and that was a whack fight. Who the fuck is Liam Smith from the UK? Nobody knows him till now. He just finally beat Chris Eubank Jr.
Shout out, Liam.
Come on, baby. We talking about Tank Ryan. That shit will sell out. Do it right. If you with me, say you with me. Hit that thumbs up button. Danny's always pessimistic, but we need this. As much as I think Danny doesn't like it, I need someone to always disagree because it would be lame.
It's never been done for a boxing event. What event in the world? In the existence?
You know
No, it doesn't matter. Fuck a sport. We talking about human existence. What fucking event in the human existence of oxygen has offered 50,000 of anything at one price?
They haven't done it yet. Just like Till Canelo, they never did come to my fight for a can of food.
So you really think that the people, once again, champ?
Yes.
You keep saying, oh, we're not going to do that, but you keep sitting on this $50,000.
What do you mean we're not going to do that?
Why the fuck am I paying $50 for a ticket up top if he paid $50?
We already changed that, man. All right,
so say we're going to do like $10,000 of one, $10,000 of another.
Bubble, I don't know how many. I'm sure you could Google. They'll tell you each row, each bowl, how much it holds. Then we know maybe the top bowl is going to end at 50 and that bottom bowl starts at 100. But it should not be that much more. You talking about several hundred. Fuck out of here. That first bowl, you know how many yards away I'm from the actual ring? I got to look at a jumbotron from that first several hundred seats Danny trying to milk us for. No. 50,000 cheap seats. Because boxing survives off $10,000.
All right, but you talking about $10 increments, champ. Like $10, like tax money. Like, what can you buy with $10? Like, let's be for real. What is $10?
Ask Danny, how many tickets out of the 12,000 that fucking Ryan Garcia sold his last time out, how many of those was at 50? And how many of those was at 1,000? You see what I'm saying? Boxing's already surviving off of a super-duper small-ass number. Super duper small ass number. Like, what are we talking about?
I'm sorry for being the realistic one.
He thinks he's realistic. Meanwhile, Canelo never did. No one before Canelo did motherfucking toy drive. You would have laughed at me then. Someone got to do it, but it's all right.
I'm sure somebody's done that. Actually, never. No, you wrong. Was it before?
They copied off
him. It was before.
They copied off him.
How they copy off of him if it was him? Canelo Kirkland and Houston, the same shit.
There you go.
And that wasn't even a pay-per-view.
He's smart.
I mean, that's on him. I'm just saying.
And that's why Canelo's the only one that has done 73,000 at a fucking stadium. These other dudes, they don't even know how to do it. They don't even know how to do it.
So
he's not acting like you.
The person you saying that's a bigger name than Tank,
mm-hmm.
offering cheaper tickets than what you suggesting for Tank, couldn't even do it. But yeah,
we established that he fought two fucking nobody. Stop the bullshit.
All right, Ness. I'm
Billy
just saying.
Billy Jones is known for being a champ.
Like the venue got to play they employees and shit, the ushers and the security. Like, do you want these people not have jobs?
They make their money off the concessions. Tickets don't got nothing to do with the venue. You know that. The tickets go to the promoter.
Do you want the promoter to stay? Come on. They got to keep their jobs too.
Oh,
shit.
Okay. Get your calculator. What's 50,000 times 50? What the fuck is he talking about? We got more seats. And 50,000 is the wrong number because we're going to go off the low number, which is 65. No,
65,000.
We're going off their low number, their capacity number, 65,000. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even know, like, bro, you think I'm, like, arguing with you. I believe that there will be plenty of affordable seats.
I'm just saying, 65, Ryan and Tank are in at 15. Do what you want with those 15,000. Make those your normal fancy schmancies. The other fucking 50, you can price for the people. That, because you yourself said the $1,500 tickets is only $1,000. Then you said the $1,200, another $1,000. Like, they won't even find what to do with 15,000 tickets.
I'm just being realistic. Like, I know that first row and fifth row is going to be a couple $100 difference. So when you ask me, like, I know how the tickets work. They have P1 through P12, and those are their price points. So yeah, they will have a $1,250 and $1,000 and $1,700. That's just the way that the ticket websites work, and that's how they price.
But you don't have to price ridiculously. Is all I'm saying. You said, "Yo, $10 increments is not realistic," and that's cool, but it's not realistic because it ain't been done. But if you do the math, it will bring in money. Simple. And I'll show you, right? So, again, we're doing 50, but we know that Danny already said per
And the reason I said 50, right, the reason I said 50 is because I was asking for the big VIP thing. So I expect the big entrance, and I expect the couches and all. Come on, everything.
Bro, look out. Look how that's nothing to them. Wilder Fury made $19 million with 17,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
The stadium holds 65. 17, 15, damn near the same thing. They not Wilder Fury. They not heavyweights. So we can't expect them to make $19 million with 17,000. But what did Tank make? $5 million with 18?
In D.C., yes.
$5 million with 18. So between the two of them, they take that 15. They should be able to turn that 5 into 8-ish, 9 million. Why can't we still sell those other 50,000, whatever Danny wants, without going above 100, make each bowl inside of that 100? I mean, look, it's another 2 million. It's another 2.5 million.
I just feel that,
and you're still making your money with the 15.
I just feel that it's something that isn't done, not just in boxing, but in anything. Listen, and I know it hasn't been done, right? But what I'm about to say is, I feel like it hasn't been done
because it's dumb
for a reason.
But,
you know what I'm saying?
But again, Canelo was the first.
Was he though?
Was he not? Who else in stadiums other than Canelo and Pacquiao?
No,
Earl.
Ain't nobody that you've ever seen fight in your life hold the record for attendance.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm not talking back in the day when there was no social media to watch the knockout clip, so you don't have to buy the pay-per-view. He's talking about when there was only tube television, not cable television, and then you had radio personalities calling the fight from city to city. Like, a fake journalist from New York really acting like he knows what's going on in Chicago. Fuck out of here. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going back 70 years, bro. Chill. We talking about right now, man. What could we do with 15,000 tickets? Yo, get a people.
Yo, PBC's in here. Shout out to them. We ain't forgot about Earl.
Oh, wow. Don't forget Earl.
We just saying that Tank has, I feel like, this the only one that could do it in Vegas because Vegas demands more money.
And that goes right there to Rob. He always said to me, I had a big ego because I used to always say, they listening. And there goes the check mark, my fam. So I'm just saying, and I hope y'all are listening. Put it in allegiance, man.
Yeah, but
and
don't do 50,000 for 50. Do 50,000 affordable.
Danny,
50,000. All right,
we're doing it one more time.
25,000 for the Ballers.
Screen share. Danny, so just to be clear, the grass, we can't do 15?
Bring your laptop closer so I could kind of like show the people, champ. So look, here go the mouse.
Can you do 15,000?
So look. On the floor?
Yeah, how many you fit on the floor, realistically? Because I don't know that.
I don't know, bro. Probably like... What you think, like 5,000 at least?
I don't know. You think that's all you can fit? Because then it makes sense what you're saying. If you can't fit everybody, all the expensive tickets. But again, first of all, you said only. No. Give me your expensive tickets. Your 1,500, your 1,200.
I mean, I ain't going to go price point to price point. I'm going to show you like this.
Look,
just shut up and listen. All this shit at the top, right? 50. Now, look, this right here, this is center field. So this is going to be mid. Phil, this is going to be mid-ring and mid-screen.
So you want to charge more.
Brother,
all the way up
listen
there.
Listen to me. Those are going to be $75 tickets, all right? Bear with me.
All the way up there?
Listen to me. You get a good view of the screen, good view of the ring. $75 tickets, right? $75. Now we back to the 50s, right? Down here. Right here. These $75 right here. Level 3, $75. But now we back midfield. Midfield right here, but 300 level. Those are $100 tickets, bro.
You see what I'm saying?
Shut up. Listen.
Why is he doing it this way?
Because I'm being realistic, bro. That's still affordable.
No, man. You alienating. Bro.
How am I alienating $100?
Look.
Bro,
this row.
Dude is selling tickets in Fresno to the farmers for $35. We selling it to the people.
No, he's not. We already proved that he's selling it for 12 and 10.
I'm just saying, whatever press release, whatever, even worse, bro, $12 tickets. Come on, bro, $50 tickets for the biggest fight that people could ask for.
And you see, that's what he's trying to do, milk, capitalize off the fight. No, the top bowl, 50. The next row, 75. Fuck if you in the middle or you in the side. That ain't my problem. Give it away. Your money comes in the 15,000.
There's a problem that you say, fuck it, it ain't my problem, but yet the consumer, the person that is spending money, they're not going to like that.
And guess what? So go buy the next row at 75 or the next row at 100. It is up to you when tickets go on sale to jump on it.
I mean, you charging $25 a row. I was charging that a section.
Don't I want $50 tickets every day? And
my plans are more affordable.
I can't buy. How?
You say each row goes up $25.
No, yeah. And your plan has people with... I'm literally a $50 seat, but right there, because he's more mid-center, but we're still rubbing elbows, he's 75. No, bro. Do it by level. I mean, I'm just saying, look, all right. I'm just saying, you know. But we do have the phone lines open. I would love to hear your guys' thoughts, even though we went from... I want to sell it out, bro. I want it sold out. I don't think there's any reason these two young guys, I mean, I've been to Tank fights, bro. He hasn't been fighting nobody and he's doing 18,000. I mean, you know, he has been fighting people, but I'm just saying, it ain't been on the level of Ryan, bro. Like, we could really blow this up. And what's the point of doing a stadium not to fill it out? Like you said, how many years ago is the alleged fight that you was going to say that holds the record? Like, shit, isn't it time to break that shit? And truthfully, how much does Julio Cesar Chavez charge for his 110,000 people? Were they fucking charging Danny $1,500 seat prices, bro? And how many? How many people?
You talking about a fight 30 years ago.
But we could do the equivalent. Google helps us with that. Google helps us with that. We'll find out. Whatever he charged then, what's the equivalent now? We can charge. We can find that out. It's not that big a deal. Appreciate you guys covering the sport and giving the fight fans your opinion. Thank you, Premier Boxing Champions. They got themselves a new social media manager. Loving you, champ. Loving you. You know, it'd be great for you to post this on your community page. And if you haven't already, hit that thumbs up button. Go ahead and do so and help us get to our goal of 1 million subscribers. And click that notification bell. Remember, we are taking calls. If you want to call in and voice your opinion, the number is 1-425-569-5241. It should be above my head
just
in a matter of seconds.
Remind everybody that at the top of the hour, the PBC Showtime
press conference
kicks off for Plant Benavidez, and things seem to have possibly kicked off earlier this morning in L.A.
I did have that pulled up. Let me see if I still – no. Let me see if I can find it in my history.
So I'm on Ticketmaster right now, champ. And so there's a game at the stadium today, right? Day of. So when tickets are supposed to possibly be the most expensive, right? Damn, they only got the lower level. This is a bad event to compare. They only got the lower level open. $20, though.
Lower level. See? And you laughing at my 50.
And, yeah, bro. So $20, but you got, what, $50,000 going to waste?
Going to waste, meaning they didn't open it.
Yeah, they ain't even open it.
Yeah, because that whatever that shit is, they're not expected to sell it out.
But that's what I'm
saying.
They're
not the popularity of fucking Gervonta and Ryan.
Even for those who have a few tickets, they is $20 already.
Because they're not stars. That's what I'm saying.
Right,
it's
but
like
you wanted
$10
tickets.
Danny, it's like me and you. If we do a fucking live show, are we charging $1,500 tickets?
I mean.
Of course not. Stop it.
Apparently, we at the same price point because Border War tickets is 50. You want Tank Ryan to be 50.
Yeah.
So we the same.
Nah.
Is Tank Ryan comparable to Taylor Swift? No, Taylor Swift bigger, right?
This guy. Bro, what was the ticket prices going to be for Cork Park or whatever?
Oh, yeah, they said that's out the window. They said, you know why? Because they said that Eddie Hearn doesn't have enough money for it. That's why. They said that they can't afford the stadium, so they're looking for other venues, possibly New York City again.
But what were those tickets expected to be?
I mean, hospitality was going to be over 1,000. I don't know about
and
actual
that,
tickets.
That number is so low.
I don't know about actual tickets. Yo, look, I'm just saying Beyonce nosebleeds are going for 800, bro. I know that's Queen B, but look, $50 to get in the door to Tank Ryan is an exceptional deal, let me tell you. And I think that you still could get 60, 65,000, still get your ballers of couches. They got the club in the stadium. It still sells out, and you have a great night of fights.
I hear you, man. I hear you. I don't know. I would, this is okay. Canelo Sanders, look at that. Canelo Sanders, 66,000 live gate generated 9 mil. Wilder Fury did 19 mil in 17. That's what I'm saying, bro. It's how you price. What do you want? Are you trying to kill your Patreons? Well, yeah, go make 19 million. Canelo's giving away to the people. He's letting the people come see him. That's why 66,000 showed up, and that's why his fucking gate is half.
Well, no, 73,000 showed up.
Live gate from 66.
tickets sold.
They
yeah.
gave away. Comps, we ain't counting comps.
Well, they count for attendance.
I mean, yeah, you're right, because you got to get there. Even if they give you a free ticket, you got to go. You got to pay. You got to get a haircut. You got to get dressed up. You got to get there. You got to get there.
I just think that even if you have things priced where you think they should be priced, bro, like, if it sells out, they did an exceptionally amazing job. Like, that is
this
best
fight
case.
Is selling itself, Danny. You don't think so? How big is the buzz? Didn't you just Google and say the Tank was most searched?
What has bigger buzz? This? Would you, or just compare the buzz, I guess. This fight or Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather?
Damn, bro. Why are you cheating? Why are you cheating?
What?
Everybody want to rush to Floyd, bro. He's an anomaly. Nobody else is Floyd.
No, I'm just saying.
But it's unfair. You bringing up an unfair
no,
fight.
No.
Obviously, what I'm trying to tell you, Danny, is
so why didn't they sell out? Why didn't they only sell 80% of the tickets?
Because of the price point.
Exactly, champ. So that's what I'm saying. Done right, not done your way. Done right, they sell out, and everybody is happy. Everybody makes money.
But that's
everybody
what
is able to attend.
He don't see that what I'm trying to show y'all, boxing never got it right. He just told you. How many of us wanted to go to Mayweather-McGregor, and we couldn't go? We couldn't afford it. They'd rather leave the seat empty.
No, I mean, I would say Wilder Fury was done right.
How the fuck was that done right?
It's
17,000. We literally talking about fights that have done more. And then
I mean,
I win again because that shows you
so
the fact that they
rematch,
made. Can I finish this sentence?
The rematch.
The fact that they made 19 million. The fact that they made 19 million with 17,000 people shows you the interest. People were so interested in that fight they grossly overpaid. What are you talking about, bro? It's interest. But that's the problem with the promoters. They're bloodsuckers. They like, oh, y'all really want this fight? Crawford versus Bud? I mean, Earl versus Bud? Oh, that means everybody got to pay a minimum of $500 to get in the door. If you ain't paying $500, you ain't even getting in. Just because we want to fight, this guy don't know what he's talking about. He's
Crawford
conditioned.
But I mean, you're right, because I paid $500 for standing room for Mayweather-McGregor.
See?
Made
just to be cool.
Nah, man.
Just to be like, yeah, I was there.
Nah, man.
Nah, man. Give me a fucking seat.
Nah, I sold the ticket.
Okay. You sold the ticket. You know, you're a hustler. That's different. You wasn't really trying to go to the event.
Nah. Hell no, nah.
Yeah, you was looking to resell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that's the problem again. Look, he's still trying to make money off the fight fan. These motherfuckers is bloodsuckers. You heard him when he started his show. I was
bro,
a scalper.
What do you think? What do you think is going to happen? Like, let's be for real. Them $50 tickets?
Mm-hmm.
Any of those $50 tickets that gets in the hands of scalpers shooting up 3X, 4X.
And if like I said, you do thousands, not a couple thousand, thousands at an affordable price, tens of thousands at an affordable price, right? Then guess what, Danny? The Joe Blow, the common guy who got a fucking 8-hour shift, and he finally got home, then he can go to Ticketmaster and buy his $50 ticket, and the scalpers ain't buy him up, and the casinos ain't buy all those fucking cheap tickets. That's the problem. The common man never gets an opportunity to go to these fights.
Oh, well, yeah, then don't even have it in Vegas. If you don't want the casino to be involved, definitely don't have it in Vegas.
Bro, that's why we're doing 50.
Yeah, no.
That's why we're doing 50 of the cheap seats.
I mean,
50 of the cheap seats for that.
I'm a positive, but I'm a realist. As well.
Conditioned, man. You conditioned.
Right.
You're like, yo, Mayweather McGregor didn't do it. Pacquiao didn't do it. He's conditioned. He's like, fuck it. This is Tank Ryan. It's a big fight. So if they charge us $500, I'm supposed to pay for it because that's what big. No, we can change big fights being only for the elitists, bro. I don't know, man. I don't know. Exactly, Dr. Mofongo, and that's my point. He says, Ness, they don't give two shits about the common man.
All right, so let me ask you this. We do your thing, right?
What's my thing?
the 50,000 at $50 you said? That's what you said, right? 50 at 50?
Obviously, we can't because you said the levels. All right,
cool.
And
but,
we got to distinguish
the
difference.
We do whatever you want with the tickets, right? So let me ask you this. You think how many people from Vegas go to that fight? And fuck Vegas. How many people come from outside of Vegas?
I think a lot, bro. I think a lot. You got Arizona right there. Ryan's Mexican. Cali's right there. He's from Victorville. It's a fight we want. All right.
So
fucking all right, Stephen
listen.
A. Smith going to be talking about it. Skip Bellis going to talk about
cool,
it.
Cool, cool. So I'm a father that could only afford the $50 ticket. Shout out to my hardworking fathers. I'm bringing my two boys. I'm going to get us a hotel room. The three tickets was $150 before tax. How much can I afford for the hotel room?
I mean, now the hotel and flight don't matter because the ticket's so cheap. Don't you get
no,
it?
No, no, no. That's good. And that's good because guess what? The MGM for that weekend is already at $750
yeah, but,
a night.
But
so
Danny,
that's good.
That's, I don't know. I don't know. Danny has been in a tax bracket that I've never been in my life, only when I was an illegal fucking man, okay? I don't stay at the MGM. I'm not fucking rich. We, the common man, the dude looking for the $50 ticket, yeah, he's going to go to the fucking MGM and pay $300 a night.
Bro,
Danny is lunatic.
No,
he's
I'm not lunatic.
Berserk.
I'm not lunatic, but
what are you
if
talking
the MGM
about? Why are you trying to force a dad who's bringing three kids at $50 to the MGM?
Because
you know where he's going? He's going to Hooters or fucking New York, New York for $25 and $35 resort fee.
If the MGM is $750, New York, New York's probably $600, $550 tonight.
New York, New York.
I mean,
New York, New York, going to be motherfucking $700, $550 a night, Danny.
If the MGM, and I'm only going based off the F1 prices, you know what I'm saying? Because they was about $200 less.
Oh, so now, you see, I got this motherfucker squirming so much. Now he's saying Tank Ryan is as big as F1, Brian.
No,
you hear this shit?
I said the hotel prices.
Brian don't even know who the fuck Tank and Ryan is. You only see them because
prices.
We put him on a thumbnail. You trying to compare him to
prices.
F1. This guy is
but
insane.
You said New York, New York.
We're going to do a poll. Fuck
bro,
it.
The fucking motels that weekend
no,
are 600. Like, you tripping, bro.
What's bigger?
You clearly in an argumentative mood today, and
Tank
that's all right.
Versus Ryan.
I agree that they will price the fight properly, and
F1.
Somehow you think they're gonna have 50,000 seats at $50.
You see, you're losing so bad. You're repeating things.
Nah, look,
from
I'm
like
just
an hour ago, so that you can win. I've already told you I agree.
And
we
I
don't have to do that. I already said three and four
and
times we can go in increments of 10. Then I changed that to 25 to make you happier. You just
bro,
ain't
so
happy.
When I said 25, I was
what's
a moron.
Bigger?
I was an idiot. You said, oh, because I get a better view, I have to pay 25 more. But when you say
yeah,
25.
It's the same row, bro.
I never
you're
said,
like, if you're middle, that's 75. But if you're in that same row, but
you
you're
do,
in the right. That's,
yeah, you do realize that's like a 30-yard, 40-yard difference, right?
I do. But that's traditional ticket pricing. You're in the middle, so you get to see the Jumbotron, so you got to pay. No,
I'm
man.
Giving you
I'm
eight.
Still in the fucking third floor.
It don't matter, bro.
And that's the problem. You're conditioned.
So how many you
your
want?
Condition.
I'm giving you 8,000 at
your
one price,
condition.
And 8,000 isn't enough. So how many do you want?
What's bigger, Tank versus Ryan or F1? F1
asking,
racing
look,
is
you
bigger.
Know what? How about connect that shit? Screen share that.
You're going to break it.
Screen
this
share
is,
that.
Screen
share that.
I can't, bro. All this right. is,
I'm
a, this
I'm
is
send you
lightning.
This. I'm going to send you this because how much was the fucking New York going to be? How much?
500. And what's that?
525.
For what?
New York, New York.
For what day?
The weekend.
Of?
Tank Ryan. New York, New and look, that's regular. I need rooms. I ain't even on suites, champ. That's just the rooms. 525.
Okay, what's the other spot that you said, because you the one told me there's a hotel out here that's like $25. You was flying girls in. The resort fee is cheap.
Oh, yeah, the Strat. The Strat. I'm going to pull up the Strat. Let's
don't
see how
make
much...
it sound like they're not cheap hotels because I know I stood my
Strat.
Ass at Hooters.
Yeah, the Strat.
I came to Floyd Pacquiao instead of Hooters. That's right across the street for MGM. I ain't pay $500 a fucking night.
Let's see how much that one is.
It
Chet.
Don't matter. I'm telling you. you, I was here for Manny Pacquiao versus Floyd Mayweather. I stood across the street from the MGM. I ain't paid $500 a night.
Let's see.
Don't lie to me.
How much is that
Don't lie to me. I ain't paying no $500. Ever in my life did I pay even $250 a night for a fucking
tonight.
Room. You kidding me?
$160 tonight.
Where?
At the OYO, it ain't even the Hooters no more. Oh, right, it used to be the
Hooters.
Well,
now I mean, name branding. No, changed.
Exactly.
Probably trying to make that money back.
Let's see what the Strat is charging. But come on, talking about it was going to be 25 the night. Come on, champ. If the brand across
circle,
from
circle.
Me.
Put them in circle, circle.
Uh-huh.
No, that's the wrong one. What's the, it's a cheap one that,
you talking about John, Circus.
Yes,
Circus.
John Orlando is talking about.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? That. If you look up top steakhouses, I guess they have one of the best in the city, but yeah, that place is a dump. Let's see what the Strat is charging. Let's see. Hotel.
Thank you. Look at my man. I'm going to go to the people. This dude, he's rich. Danny's rich,
bro. I'm a realist.
Danny,
you just want free shit. You want free shit.
One day we went out, Danny whipped out Ghost. What was it, like GBs? I was like, oh, shit. I be seeing... fighters with them shoes. I'm not like that. I'm cheap.
Know. Look,
I'm cheap.
The Strat.
But look, my people right here. He said $525 a night is ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
Damn. Hey, yo, go book at the Strat. Oh no, I put the wrong dates. I was saying go book at the Strat. Right, I put the wrong dates. I fucked up. I thought it was on sale. Let's see.
Look, F1 bigger.
But I mean, I still showed you that. My pricing was right, so I don't know what it matter. Let's see.
But that's the point. Didn't I make that point before you Googled any price, bro?
No,
York. My point from the beginning, and you said, yeah, but what's the price? You forced me into
$200 a night.
I told you it don't matter because he's saving money on the tickets now. I told him that. He said, yeah, but what's the price?
Yeah,
you
got mad that I even mentioned it. You got mad that I even mentioned it.
That's all
cool.
I want, because we already got to pay $450 just to fly in here. Now Danny made it clear we got to pay anywhere from $160 to $500 just to sleep.
Well, you say they got $30 rooms, so they.
I mean, I'm sure there's motels, there's B&Bs. Stop trying to fucking put people in a box,
bro. I pulled up the Strat.
No,
they charging $200 a night.
Pull
bro, they
Airbnb.
Can pull up that shit. I ain't no travel agent. I just state the fact.
No, you just negative, man.
You know, the New York
Look,
was going to be $50.
Canelo Saunders' cheapest ticket was $40, but $50's too much for Danny. Fuck out of here, bro. Canelo's a G.
Too much.
Canelo's a G.
You act like shit ain't gone up since.
Whatever, bro.
And that's in a stadium that fits more people. They sold more tickets than what Allegiant even hold. Like,
he said the Strat is dangerous.
Word. And they charging $200 a night. So, you know, if I'm a father with my two children, I don't know that that's somewhere I'd want to, you know, take them. You know what I'm saying? And they charging $200.
Yeah,
saying.
That's why you take them to Hooters across from MGM. You only need two nights, $160 a night. You say, you paying less for your tickets. And that's how it should be.
Yeah.
Because guess what? For $160, I'm getting a bathroom, a couple of beds, a fucking couch, and I even get service if I pick up my cell phone. For $50, all I get to do is watch the fight. It sounds right. It's just Danny that wants to pay $500 and $1,500 to get into the fight. Like,
you
nah.
asked me what price point, so
and
now
they,
there's not going to be $500
and
$1,500 tickets.
And they
ticket.
Want you to be in the top. With your nose bleeding, looking at a television,
now
paying
not,
crazy money.
Now there's not going to be $500 and $1,500 tickets.
No, I ain't say there's not. I'm just saying you
but
don't
I'm
have
wrong.
To.
I'm wrong for mentioning the five. Because you said I want to pay that. Like I said, I want to pay $500 and $1,500. I've just mentioned those as price points that will exist for this fight like it does any major fight. Earl has... $1,500 tickets in Dallas, you know. So yeah, I absolutely think Tank is gonna have 500 and 1,500 tickets in Vegas. That don't mean for the a millionth time on this 1 hour show that I don't think it won't be a plethora of affordable seating for my blue collar people. I think there's gonna be
thousands.
I don't think
2,050 tickets. That was your number.
Yeah, and then probably.
And then you laughed at me for saying you. Then you laughed and questioned me and said, "Oh, you think 55,000?" And then I said, "Yeah, these are 10,000." And I said, "Yeah, you laugh." So like,
No. Remember I asked you, are you willing to bet your career on it?
No.
And then I,
outside of that, you asked me, but how many people buy $50 tickets?
No, it was. I was like, are you willing to bet your career that it sells 5,000 of the $50?
I just can't believe that Danny believes if the tickets at $50 was available, he don't think 10,000 people would show up for $50 tickets.
I never said it, bro.
Meanwhile, they get 12,000, price way higher.
As a matter of fact, if anything, you said how many, 10? If anything, I said 8 when you asked me to draw the map out because it holds 16 per thing. So if I said half is going to be 50, half is going to be 75, that's 8,000 tickets at $50. But because it wasn't the 10, I'm just this piece of shit that, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying. You laughed at me when I said 5 and 10.
Yeah,
you laughed at me.
Because you said you wouldn't put your career on it. So, but you
why? It's a fucking, it's a debate about what they should do. I'm not going to make any money off them 5,000. I'm just trying to be.
Me too.
I'm just trying to be one of them 5,000. You know what I'm saying? Like if this fight happened and they got 5,000 $50 tickets, me and my TBV community could take a whole section and watch the fight together. We cool with that because we normally watch it on TV. We ain't the rich and famous. Ain't nobody trying to be down there with the big choker chains. That's y'all thing. I'm good. We just here to watch the fight with common people that love fucking boxing. David Maldonado, what up?
Yo, Ness, that fight is officially a done deal? Yo, Ness.
What up?
Yo, is that fight a done deal, bro? I seen the thumbnail and it said the stadium.
Nah. It's just they've
already announced that they're working on trying to get this stadium. This is one of the possibilities, but this is the only possibility that's been announced. They haven't talked about anything else or anywhere else they're going.
Yo, it's crazy. I never thought I would ever say this. Last year, I would never say this, but I'm going to say now. If I had a choice, right, to only watch one card only, and have a fight party for it between this Tank Davis versus Ryan or Spence versus Crawford, I got to go with Davis and Ryan Garcia, bro. That's crazy. I can't believe I'm saying that. Spence and Crawford already passed their prime. Ryan Garcia and Tank is the first super fight we're going to see in years where the guys are in their 20s. Both guys got one-punch knockout power. If you had a choice to only watch one fight, Ness, which one would it be? I'm putting you on the spot.
Definitely. But you're saying by saying that if I had a choice,
pick
which fight happens?
You're having a fight party and everything for you. You're going to invite your friends and all that.
Yeah, but do I get to pick which fight happens?
No, you got to pick which one you're going to see. And the one you don't see, you find out about it through social media. But the one that you're going to watch, Nestor Gibbs is having a fight party. You're going to invite your friends.
So he's assuming both happen. Obviously, assuming both happen.
Yeah, nah, I'm more invested in Bud and Earl. Bud and Earl are closer to my age bracket than these other guys. I fuck with that fight more. Like, I watched Earl's entire career. I watched him as an amateur. Like, I literally interviewed Earl while he was in fucking, what, was it Rio or London?
I respect what you're saying. I'm not going against. What about you, Danny? Which one you picking?
That I would want to watch more?
If you had a choice, bro, both fights are on the same night. You could only watch one. You're having a fucking ultimate fight party at Danny's. Weekend at
Danny's.
Which one is
it
gonna be?
It gotta be Earl and Bud for me too.
Oh wow, I'm surprised you said that. Wow. And it's crazy because Earl and Bud has more significance. It's for Undisputed and everything like that.
I just think that it's been longer marinating. And, you know, truth be told, deep down in my heart, what I expect to be a more competitive fight. I've seen a lot of Tank's career in person as well, but not much of Ryan's in person, while I've seen a lot of both Earl and Bud in person throughout their career.
You got a good point.
Like,
so you're saying that's
going to
be
a fight. As a fan, I saw Bud in person at 35. I saw him in person at 40. I saw him in person at 47. You know what I'm saying? I was there when Earl beat Mikey.
Yeah, I was there when Earl unified with Sean.
I was there when Earl unified with Ugas.
He got more invested, man. That's what I'm saying.
The first ESPN Plus fight was Crawford Horn, and I remember watching that with my boys in the desert. Like, I just have more invested. I think that the biggest spectacle and the biggest show will be the fight that we're speaking on today. But definitely the one I would want to see more is Bud and Earl. And nothing to take away from this one. This one's a great one. This one's a great one. And like I said, you know, that's why I said I think it's so great that I think this is the only fight that could land at Allegiant Stadium at this given time.
But you don't want it to sell out.
You said that in a previous show.
He don't want to sell out with those price points.
And that's, you know what it is? What kind of swayed in my opinion is the fact out of the frustration and all this shit. Like, I'm just tired of this already, the Bud Crawford Spence. Maybe if it officially gets announced, my mind would change. But being I'm just so tired of it, I'm tired of shows. Even when I'm browsing, I see a show about it, I don't even click on it. I don't even care about it no more, bro. Unless I see a signed and sealed, or Boots' name is attached to one of those guys. Other than that, I don't even care about that fight. But if it was signed today, I probably would change my mind and probably would say Crawford versus Spence, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I've seen Crawford fight live, too, when he fought Crab and Lobster. And, you know, both of those guys are both proven. Tank is proven, but Ryan's not really 100% proven. Ryan might just go in there and get slept in the first round for all we know. Not that I think that's going to happen, but I don't know, man. I hope that fight happens.
I don't
happens,
know.
Man.
He down there with Pedro Diaz. They got, they got Joe Goosen and Pedro Diaz.
If Ryan Garcia fights a tall man fight, he got a good shot. But he got to fight a tall man fight, but aggressive. Because Tank, even though Tank sets you up when he's moving around, Tank, what up?
I'm sorry. I just want to bring you back to our argument. So you saying if this fight happens, you doing fight party? It don't even matter the ticket price. You're not flying out.
I would love to. The prices were affordable. Hell yeah, I would love to go, bro. But come on, you know this shit's gonna be about $1,000 just to sit in the fucking in the sky.
You see, Danny? Mm-hmm. You see people's perception
of
these tickets?
I'm not paying for that. I'll pay $50 to see.
Look at him. I ain't even had to ask. I'll pay $50.
No, he's been listening to you.
I know, but I agree, though. I agree. Come on, bro. This is a sport for everybody to watch. The front seats, all right, make that for the rich people. But, damn, you got to charge everybody rich people.
That's what I'm saying, but I'm a bad guy.
Nah, Danny.
I said $8,000. He's saying $10,000.
No, Danny.
$2,000, I'm a bad guy.
Danny's trying to win with semantics. No, Danny, you said $8,000. Cool. And maybe you want to spread your $8,000 all around strategically. That was my issue. You talking about this guy paying $50, but he in the middle, so he got to pay $75, but he under him in the second bowl, so his is like, nah, man, make this shit simple. $50,
especially if it's a stadium.
$100, you rich motherfuckers down there. That's
if it's a stadium,
I'm at $100 looking
stadium,
at the rich, like, oh, man, look at girl with so-and-so. Why? What's wrong with that? Danny want to kill us, man. I just want to get to the fight.
If it's in the stadium, bro, they should have enough seats for people that's going to pay $50 or even $100, bro. Even that's good. But,
thank
damn, you're going to charge me $1,000, bro? Come on, man. For that, I'll stay in my house, put my fucking 80-inch TV, 4K, and just sit back and chill, man. Cook some food, have some chicks come over, and just wild out, man. Instead of going over there to sit over there, pay $1,000. You got to travel. You got to pay for
now you're paying $13 for a hot dog, $7 for a beer. You know, nah,
yo,
what, Danny, you got to be more affordable.
That's one thing I don't do. Like, whenever I go to fights, I never eat really at the fights. I always find a nice spot that's close to, within that area, like a nice restaurant lounge. I'll go pregame somewhere there, and then I work my way to the fights. I never buy no $20 hot dogs. I'll probably buy a drink most. I ain't buying no $20 hot dogs. Dog, I seen a margarita, bro, a regular cup margarita for like $26 one time. $26, my nigga. That's ridiculous, bro.
Bro, don't buy a double shot at any fight, especially not the Barclays Center. I'm trying to tell you, man. They're
going to be like $45, $50.
Rocky is in the Hall of Fame. Rocky's in the Hall of Fame. My man was an enforcer, turned into the world champion. This is supposed to be a blue-collar sport. They want to charge me $1,500 to watch these motherfuckers fight.
Boxing's the only sport that you don't got to go to college or nothing, bro. I went to a live fight one
time. They
want
to charge us like we went to college and we got degrees and we got the crazy salary that Danny is a conditioned to be okay with. Because that's what it is. It's like, yo, put your foot down. How you not tired? He like, nah, that level gets a free buffet.
And the shit was
crazy.
And you know what's wrong? Sometimes I'd be tempted to steal the fight, but I don't.
You said 50, right? So that would not include the 50. So would that not include the people you was targeting?
What you mean not include?
Yeah,
I'm lost.
Like, you said 50,000 affordable. Obviously not $50. You already made that clear. So the joint that include the buffet would not include your 50. So ain't that what you was talking about anyway?
Yeah, the joint that would include the buffet, which is the first level,
that would be
100, which you laughed at, and you
because that's not part of the 50,000. That right there, if you add it, is not part of the 50,000, and those are club seats, open bar, typically buffet. So
damn, open bar too?
Usually just not on the, like...
Now that's...
Beer, champagne,
if
wine.
If I'm a drinker, I consider those type of things. You know, open bar, all you can eat, that's different.
And that's what I'm saying. That would not be part of the 50,000 affordable seats anyway.
Cool.
So that's why I never saw the issue. But, you know, yeah, you know, I was sitting here getting beat on with a hammer. And
Big Gucci Nick, what up?
Yeah.
What up, man? Fire show, man. So, Ness, Danny, man, this shit signed on both sides.
Nah.
It ain't signed yet.
I think they said Ryan's side is good, right? Just wait on Tank.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. It's good enough for me, man, because, I mean, Tank's the one that sent out the contract, so I would expect they would, you know, sign their side. But that's great, man. Allegiant Stadium, I thought they held 100,000,
though.
Not for sure.
Not for sure, but it is being considered.
Oh, that's not the dedicated.
So the other two locations are boring as all hell. T-Mobile and MGM Grand. Those can't compare.
Man.
If we want to get a sold out sick crowd, that like T-Mobile's what, 40? How much?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think
20. Now we really can't get in. If it's only 20,
we can't
afford it.
No, I mean, it's going to be $253 to get in the door.
See? And how is that fair? On top of a $450 flight and Danny's $550 room per night. And you got to eat. And Uber around, because forget about it. Big Gucci Nick,
yeah,
man, I don't know. You got to start saving a year out.
If it's at the MGM or T-Mobile, you ain't got to Uber if you stay at one of the host hotels.
Yeah, and pay $700 a night.
I'm just saying, you know, how much are you going to Uber? It's just things you guys got to factor.
But if they plan on selling out the arena, like if they really want to legitimately sell out the arena, I think they're going to price it cheap enough. But if they just want to make that bag, I mean, they're going to price it however they want. But I think they pick Allegiance because they want to sell out that arena. So I think it's going to be affordably priced, man. I think you're going to have those expensive tickets, but I think most people are going to be able to afford
it. I doubt they do the right thing because, the first one was the Oscar and the second one was Matchroom.
Matter of fact,
but neither of those people who did what they did for Canelo are involved. So, you know.
How did they price the tickets for Liam Canelo, though? Like, were they priced like super high?
$40, even cheaper than fucking what I'm saying. But Danny laughed.
Yeah, man. I mean, $54,000 people in that arena.
That, how long ago?
Whenever Billy Joe fought Canelo. Last year?
Yeah, that's a sellout, man. That's a sellout because you got Tank and
Bro,
Ryan,
that didn't even
man.
Sell
and
out.
My...
That didn't even sell out, though. So
that's selling out,
yeah, because
man.
That was 100,000. That's 100,000 arena.
You know, think about it, man. We got this generation's Floyd and Oscar, man. That shit's going to sell out. We're talking crazy numbers for pay-per-view, man. We talking crazy. What you mean, well, man, listen. Like, Oscar had that pay-per-view numbers going for him. But like, Ryan's got that big following base, man. He's got all the eyes. And then Tank's one of the biggest stars in boxing, man. This fight's going to be, this is going to be the next Oscar Floyd, man. I think the new Floyd's going to be born after this fight. And what I mean by that is, I mean that whoever wins this fight, they ain't doing less than $500,000-$600,000 per fight anymore. I think it's going to be up there. But, yeah, man, that's my call. I think this arena will sell out, man. Honestly, we'll think this arena will sell out. And I think that's what they want. I think they want, the goal is for this arena to sell out. So I think they will price it, you know, affordably while still having those high-end tickets, you know what I mean? But, yeah, man, that's my call. Y'all keep up the great show. Shout out Ringwalk Danny, the CEO Ness. Man, everybody smash that like button. Smash that subscribe. Pound for pound, best podcast on the planet. You already know. That's my call.
Yo, didn't Earl Spence, Mikey Garcia sell tickets for $26?
Yeah, I don't remember, Tim. That was too long ago.
I'm pretty sure they had some seats at that price. I'm going
to
double check.
I'm trying to find shit even more recent. I can't even find Tank Santa Cruz ticket prices.
That sucks.
I'm on like my fifth website. Nobody's mentioning anything about a ticket price.
It's hard to get that post, man. Post-fight, that information kind of disappears, no?
It seems that way for sure, because that's how I feel in this hunt.
First Google search.
For the ticket prices.
First Google search says tickets were $200. However, they had stadium seating for starting at 61.
It was how much?
Let me see. This article might have something, because this says 25,000 tickets sold already. So that was before it sold out. Did they have prices? I don't see. March 13th, he had already sold 30,000 tickets.
Yo.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that you were there for Tank and Pitbull?
How many was that? That felt like a lot. Was it 17 or 15? Less?
So that was 15.
Okay. Felt like that.
And you said you felt there was more Mexicans, right? Or a lot of...
I seen a lot of red headbands.
Okay.
I ain't say more. I said, is Pitbull that popular? And you made it seem like, nah, we buy those little things. So it's... Even if they don't know him and he's Mexican, they're going to buy it.
So from your fight experience, you think that they probably priced that, right?
I don't think so. I'm sure that those people were coming, because remember, that was a late replacement. Mm. So they were coming based off the expected opponent. Who was that opponent?
Rowley.
Who ended up doing even better in New York. So knock it off, Slick Man. He's a wordsmith, y'all, but I got him. He tried to set me up.
I'm a wordsmith.
He was trying to set me up. What? How much money? What was the ticket price?
No, I'm just saying they had so much success. But
they were expensive.
Bro, I mean, starting at 120, that ain't bad.
Exactly, because they was based off Rowley. They did a last-minute flea flick on us, killed us, because they don't give a fuck about the boxing.
Bro, let's not forget that shit was like more than a month of
what
that replacement.
More than a month?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think. I think maybe 2 weeks, bro. 2 weeks. But if you're on Blog Talk, hit that one button. If not, Ness GTO. Gotta go.
No. Are we done?
I mean, we got a couple calls, but they ain't hit the button. If you got to press number one to let us know you're ready to rock and roll. So on the poll, damn, Tank Ryan somehow is bigger than F1. Bunch of liars.
See, they know, son.
Look at this guy. Tank had 20,000 people in the arena. The cheapest ticket was like 300.
Word, nah, for sure. Look.
If I take things personal with my co-host, we wouldn't be friends, bro.
Exactly.
The show is the show. After the show is over, we live a different life, man. Fall back.
Yo, 1 month and 2 days was the announcement.
Of the new opponent?
Of Pitbull being the new opponent for Rowley.
1 month and 2 days out.
Yes. The fight was December 5th. It was announced November 3rd.
How many of those were already purchased? Hard to say. Sometimes you get a lot last minute. You know what I mean? Like, so maybe you're right. Maybe
I just feel
it don't
that,
matter. Maybe it's just tank, bro.
I just feel that the tickets that you speak of is going to be getting a plethora of, and they're going to sell all those out like they do any fight. All the so it's always the best seats and the worst. In theory, or the cheapest that right that go first, the ones first couple rows and the first, and then the you know the top rows or whatever, those are always the ones that go first.
It's those other rows where you're trying to offer buffets and all that shit.
But that's
what
that ain't the part of the 50, so it don't matter. You know what I'm saying?
But
it's
it do because if you don't sell those, we don't sell out, and we might not sell those because they're priced wrong. That's my whole point. Like,
but if I'm giving you 50,000 affordable that you asked for, and you said the rest could be for the ballers, let the rest be for the ballers. And if not
true.
Enough ballers,
no,
I think people
for this
come
fight,
out.
I think for this fight, we got to be a little more fair. Maybe think about is that they never you. That's what I'm saying. Even you said it. Like ringside is the 1%. So it's like even this fight, how many rich?
But, here's
famous,
the thing.
Here's
like, the thing.
Are
here's
you getting 5,000?
Here's the problem, Ness. Here's the problem. Well, it's not even the problem, just the reality that I don't know that you're willing to accept. A boxing event is not typically priced for everybody, right? Cool. So even if you price it for everybody, now everything else is going to go up. So it's like, who are you really targeting? Bro, in reality, it's probably targeting, you know, the top 75%, the top 80%. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, there's probably going to be 8,000, six to 8,000 $50 tickets, and then another $600 to $800. But then there's probably going to be another $600 to $850. You know what I'm saying? And guess what? Those are going to sell out too. You know what I'm saying? Because what's affordable to some is an afterthought to others. You get what I'm saying? So it's like I've gone to fights and flown women out and bought tickets, and to some that's stupid, but yo, they sitting up top. And some people doing that, and they got them at the Ritz, and they sit in ringside, and it's nothing to them because it's affordable to them. So you get what I'm saying? I think they'll do right, and the reason I think they'll do right is because they're making the fight happen. So I think they'll do right. I think that they'll see the opportunity. They have a big event on hand. And, you know, hopefully we have something record-breaking, right? Would you say it is for football?
They can expand it to 71, 80, 835.
Well, that's probably for concerts. So, you know, plus you're seating on the floor if you think about it, no stage. So, bro, I mean, the ring isn't that big like you mentioned. You can fit a couple thousand. Truth be told, if done right, they can break Canelo Billy Joe. Why not?
That's what I'm saying. Marilyn, who's this new caller?
Hey, how you doing? This is Armel from Maryland.
Armel, how do you spell that?
A-R-M-E-L.
All right, champ.
But, yeah, so I've been listening, and I feel like this is the type of fight where just off the social media hype, them guys could sell it out. I'm not saying max out the nosebleeds because nobody's trying to pay $500 to sit with God or no crazy price like that. But just off the fact that –
I like that.
The fact Tank could sell out by himself and Ryan has – so Tank brings the hood. He brings the urban community. They going to come just 20,000 alone. And then it's Vegas. So people come to Vegas just regularly by themselves. So, like, let's just say that's
and
number
it's
5
tax
to 10.
Time.
And it's tax time, exactly. And you know tax time, nobody's investing. So that's already – it's flex season. And it just got hot. So if people come
right,
to Vegas
it's going
to
be shake that ass time, yep.
Exactly. So people come to Vegas regardless, no matter what. If Tank brings 20,000, let's just say Ryan brings 10,000 to 15,000. Vegas alone brings 5,000 to 10,000. Off the social media hype and the promotion and everything, it's gonna sell out, and I don't think people gonna mind paying those numbers just because of the hype and just it's something to do. And these are the two hottest guys right now. Terrence and Bud is more, I mean, Bud and Spence is more like boxing hype. But these guys are just, like, they're just hype for, like, everybody that's outside and everybody just for something to do. They're the two biggest buzz. So I think they're going to do good numbers, and they don't have to lowball the numbers.
All right, champ. Thanks for calling in. We got you down, so we will address you by name next time up. Looks like we got, is this Davidian in Buffalo? Looking like it is a new caller. What's up? Who's this?
Yo, what's up, Ness?
What's
Danny,
up?
Danny, George.
What up, what up?
I got a Buffalo area code, but I live in Tampa.
What's your name, brother?
So, George.
All right, George, talk to us.
Yeah, man, love the show, long-time listener. But I want to ask you guys, quick question. Who pays for these stadiums? Where does the money come from?
Well, the stadium usually gives
taxes,
the promoter
right?
money.
No,
oh,
but I'm
you mean the build,
like
to
the,
build
stadium
the stadium
in general. Yeah, it comes out of working people. And I'm just, it's so frustrating. We build up boxing and every other fucking sport. When it comes for the big fight, we get priced out. All the
That's
time.
That's how I feel, man.
I'm a Bills fan. I'm a Bills fan. You know,
how
season
much are,
tickets,
how much are tickets,
all good.
You're a season ticket holder?
No, I'm saying season tickets, they're good. As soon as they make it to the playoffs, bye, working people. Bye. Like, it's so – this system is so stupid. Like, and then the problem
it's
is
designed
that
designed to keep
okay
the little man down,
Yo,
bro.
It's funny you say
we're
that
so
because –
we're so conditioned
it's
to
funny
be
you
obsessed
say-
with celebrity life and being ripped off. Like, it's not going to stop unless you know, we do something. Like – I want to take my dad to see this fight. I want to fly in. I know it's unrealistic because we're willing to dish out all our savings to pay for this shit in a $500 hotel and, you know, $500 ticket. That's – it needs to stop. It needs to stop.
No, that, you got – if you find someone out to
this
fight,
country,
that's like –
Yeah.
I don't know, $3,500
budget. To take my dad.
Yeah, I mean – I say for two
That's
people
crazy.
On average
you
for
could,
the weekend flying out, hotel, you know, dinners, tickets to the fight, yeah, I mean you're looking at $35,000 to $5,000 for two people.
That's insane.
But
that's not a vacation.
No,
that's vacation money.
Here's and different crowds. But here's the thing, right? I hated that Vegas didn't have professional sports. The Raiders move here. I'm all excited. The Bears playing the Raiders. Hell yeah, let's go. I'm going to give me a ticket, right? Bro, the fucking cheapest ticket was $350. Y'all want $50 tickets for...
And what you was going to?
For the Bears Raiders at the same stadium.
And
a regular season game?
Regular season game. Bro, let me tell you.
Ridiculous.
When the Golden Knights open in Vegas... What became the most expensive franchise in the NHL to get tickets? The Golden Knights. It's like $180 to get to the door, to get in. When the Raiders moved to Vegas, what became the most expensive ticket in the NFL? The fucking Raiders. Like, bro, I have yet to attend the game there.
How much you said the strat was for that night?
$200 the weekend.
They got it $169.
And I feel like it only happens in America. Like, if you were to go to the UK, you know, exception to the World Cup, but if you were to go to the UK a soccer game, I bet you they're way cheaper than our shit here. We always get ripped off. Like, I've been dying for this fight.
I think maybe on the tickets, but somebody was commenting. They said it's 15 pounds. What's the pounds to the dollar?
A little bit more. Wow.
I think it's almost 15 pounds.
They said it was 15 pounds at the O2 for a beer. That seems like a lot. I feel like you go to a venue here, beer's probably like $8, $10, if that.
Right, but how much is the ticket? Like,
and that's what
maybe
I'm saying.
That's how
and
they
it's
make
like,
the money, cheaper ticket, but... higher prices and, you know, concessions and shit.
Yeah, so.
That's what I'm saying. I've been dying to see this fight, but you guys just gave me the total. I'm not spending $5,000 to take a family member to watch this fight. Nah, yeah. Man, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, so
like,
one British pound.
We're getting fights out more and more.
One British pound is $1.22.
Yeah. So
right. So
almost
they're pretty much paying $20 for a beer at the venues out there, you know, so they're $19 for the beer. So
yeah, but I think that's because, again, the system is capitalizing off them. We all know the UK drinks heavier than us. So, like, for them, that's important. They're trying to take advantage
of
it.
Yeah, no. And I'm just saying to this guy who thinks that, you know, it's fucking rainbows and berries out there in the UK, I'm just letting him know, like, yeah, you might get a cheaper ticket, but...
No. I'm talking about the ticket, though. You told me the beer price. What is the ticket price?
No, definitely more affordable than the U.S.
Yeah, because they care. They
mean.
Care about
I don't
they
care.
Care about
I'll
having.
I'll buy the ticket and I won't drink shit.
But then again, what's the fight? What's the last fight of this magnitude that the UK has hosted?
I mean, anything with AJ. Get the fuck out of here. When the last time those guys done what AJ done?
I mean,
they're bigger boxing fans than us.
Definitely bigger
Chance,
boxing
let me
fans
get
than
another
us.
Another caller
I just
here
feel,
before they
I
get
just
off.
Feel that the fights that they've had with AJ and Fury in the UK. They have them in the UK because they can afford them. As soon as they start talking mega fight, they don't have enough money, so they have to go elsewhere. So I'm just saying, like, the big fights, I don't even
feel
like they're really making them. Like, the last one would probably be AJ and Klitschko. Like, to this level, would you agree, probably?
Yeah.
But who we got?
AJ. Who else did AJ fight domestically that big? This is a new caller in Fresno. You're 559? Dan?
Yeah.
What's up,
What's
Dan?
Going on?
In Fresno?
Hanford.
All right, Chan, talk to us.
Nah, man, I just had a question. My son trying to get into boxing, man, and he trying to do things and stuff, and I'm trying to discourage him from doing it, but I don't know, man, but we got a little fight coming into Fresno, Ramirez. I'd be taking it to local ones, you know what I mean? Trying to keep this sport alive, you know what I mean, with these youngsters, man, because that's where it's important at. But I just don't know, man. What y'all think?
What we think about your son boxing or about you allowing him to box?
No, just, you know, just the spectrum of the sport and, the youngsters coming in it, you know what I mean, is, you know.
I think more can be done.
Absolutely.
And I hope that more does get done, and I hope that we're able to add to that. I think that it's important to not just, if you can, you know, let him see the bigger fights, but the smaller ones too. There's actually a really good fight card in Northern California this month that I could recommend, where you probably could get some affordable tickets, take them up there too, some good talent on the card.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I think for me, unlike Ness, I watch it all, bro. So I think sports, like many others, kept me off the streets, kept me out of trouble.
Right.
So anything to keep your son engaged, keep him active and healthy is going to be good. So whether it's boxing or not, man, I'm always going to advocate for sports.
Yeah, for the youth, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, man. But, you know, yeah, he's a trouble kid, and I put him into boxing, but it's kind of like, I don't know, it's backfiring me a little bit because he got a little bit more attitude because he got the, you know what I mean, got the training and all that stuff. So the streets are a little bit different now, you know what I mean? So they got to be all prepared, you know what I mean? But I don't know, the landscape of boxing is different now because I be hearing them talking more about sparring than actual boxing matches, which is weird to me because I grew up in the era of, you know, a lot of the boxers that I watched, the Trinidads and all that stuff, and I heard of sparring, but now I'm hearing the sparring a little bit deeper, you know what I'm saying? Like it's a hidden sport, you know what I mean? Like it's bigger than boxing. What y'all think about that? and I'll let y'all go because I know this is my first time calling. I appreciate y'all listening to me.
No,
thank you
for
calling.
I appreciate you tuning in. Man, yeah, I mean, I guess maybe so because it's more of an era in social media, so a lot of sparring clips get out, a lot of shit talking happens back and forth between sparring partners or about sparring. Look, I mean, we had Bernie the Boxer and Brian Norman Sr. this morning, and a lot of it had to do with sparring. So I think it's just, honestly, the time that we live in, like, more of a social media era. So news spread quicker. So, you know, maybe before the talk of the town would be spawned only in Newark, Finesse. And it was like, yeah, only his side of Newark would know. Maybe not the other side. Maybe one or two people in the gym. But me being in Chicago, I would have no fucking clue. Versus now, you know, it happens where somebody from Chicago go to Newark and they spar in Newark and now the clip is out and it ain't just in Newark, it's Chicago, it's worldwide, it's social media. So I think it's really just an era that we live in. But, you know, I'm a big advocate for sports. I was never a talent of any sort. I wasn't. You know, I had a Division III offer, and anybody that know about D3, you get an offer, but you still got to pay your way through school. They don't give you shit. It's just like, hey, you could come play for us. And that was really just my athletic director pulling strings because I wasn't really a talent. But sports definitely kept me out of a lot of trouble. So I'm a huge advocate, whether it's boxing or any sport. You know, we see multi-sport athletes all the time. We see heavyweights come from other sports. So whether it be football, basketball, what have you. So. Yeah, champ. What about you, though? Anything to add on to that caller?
I don't even remember the question.
Okay.
What was it?
No, it was son getting into the sport and our thoughts on he says son seems to be talking more about sparring than the fighting and how that seems to be more important nowadays. And I'm like, I think it's really just
because
of the
That's
era.
Because, the era has been influenced from the inactivity that the promoters give the fighters. These fighters are fighting twice a year, but they're sparring year round. So yeah, they're gonna talk
shit.
You're
saying for like a young fighter though. For a young fighter.
Same thing though. If you ain't signed a top rank in match
but
room,
no, I'm talking about a kid, bro. A kid. If I'm a kid who's boxing, he's saying that he feels that the son talks more about the sparring than he does about his fights. And he was like, it seems to be the case in a lot of situations now. And I don't know if that's like a social media thing.
I mean, I can't relate it to.
Or maybe, like you said, the influence of what they see from the pro game. You get what I'm saying? They see the pros talking about the sparring, so they feel to do the same, or what you think?
Like I said, I can't relate it to children because, you know, even though I train at Bones, I don't got, you know, none of them nine and whatever teen-year-olds are running up to me talking about, look at this sparring. Like, I don't know what y'all talking about. But I thought we were talking about, like, adults that are all professionals that talk about they sparring or post their sparring. I think that's only happening because of inactivity. You could only sign a top rank or match room and get five fights a year as a prospect. Other than that, you probably getting one fight, two fights. If you're lucky and you're somebody, three fights. But it's super duper hard. It's super duper hard as a prospect to get five fights. Like, you got to be with one of the machines. And there's only two machines. There's literally only two machines. PBC got all the fighters, but they don't develop fighters. Who they developing? Look at Joey Spencer. When the last time we seen him?
We're going to see him soon.
And that's my point. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to see him soon.
Even the other dude, Bajaldo or something like that, they made this big deal of Al Heyman's first 17-year-old. My man got upset. They never even brought him back.
They
it's like,
bring
I'm
back.
Invested. You told me this was your first 17-year-old, so now you're also telling me you're pretty much a dick. If he lost, you cut him. Like, what the fuck, bro?
When was that? I don't remember that one.
Exactly. Exactly. It was a 17-year-old Mexican, and Al signed him, and he was all that. and then he lost the same day they debuted him. And it's like, oh, we never heard of him again. No one knows his name. It's pretty weird. It's pretty weird.
It's tough, man.
I got two super chats. Michael DH says, yo, what up, champs? Who has the best future in boxing? Nikita Abba Ali, Vito Menelecki, Israel Mesmerdov. Shout out from Yoma, Arizona. You guys are killing it. Wow. I'm going to stay with Abba Ali. He didn't suffer a loss yet, right? I know Vito did, so he got to bounce back. He's already bounced back from that loss, but, like, he got to bounce back on his hot prospect track. Abba Ali hasn't been looking as great as people wanted him to, but he's keeping the win. He just probably needs further development. He also trains trainers now with Joe Goosen, and he's living in Ryan's house, so we'll see what happens. He's only 24, but then again, you know, Keyshawn is 24, Devin is 24, Shakur is 24.
Shakur is like...
Oh, that's right. He is older than Devin. By 1 year only.
I'm like, yeah, so I think.
We got George Santiago, Ness, for the people, Danny, for the rich. We are conditioned to keep getting ripped off, especially in America. Yeah. Yo, America's the only place that, like, only Americans think they got a tip. I swear, I don't know what it was, what TV we were watching, but we think we rich. We think we rich. And now they've conditioned us. It used to be that we tip. Now the tip is mandatory. And they changed it. Shit's starting at 18% now.
Well, I forget. I was in Miami for the Canelo fight, and it's COVID, so it's quarantine, so they bring me the room service, so I got to sign. So I put the tip, of course, right? But yet, they call it something else, but they give themselves a tip. They just, like, they call it something else, and they give themselves a tip, and they I called down, and they're like, oh, we just do it to make your life easier. And I'm like, well, I didn't see it, so I gave you another one. And they're like, well, we can't, like, give it back. And I'm like, all right, cool. Noted.
Mm. Crazy. We did have a caller on the 405, but he jumped off, so I'm refreshing. Supers. My name is Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. We back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. I got Big Boy Patet that says, them cones ain't gonna buy themselves. Fire emoji, fire emoji. And on that note, don't forget, if you're in Las Vegas, especially coming to the city for this fight whenever it happens or before it happens, don't forget to stop at the only number one dispensary right here in Las Vegas. Head on over to Haldin and make sure you get hooked up. Tell them TBV sent you and get your pre-rolls, your edibles. I mean, you can even get candy, all that good stuff, man. Check out Haldin on Desert Inn Road.
We just had some pretty decent shit.
Nice edibles.
Earlier.
Gummies.
Yeah, shout out. Oh, no. Oh, social media. That's GTO. Ringwalk Danny. The Boxing Voice catches tomorrow for a four-show day. Four-show day, morning show, betting show, blue wire show, and then live fight chat.
Peace. Danny's still going. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, joined alongside my co-host, Ringwalk Danny, and we're here to discuss his prediction coming true. You know, I ain't going to say true, right? Right? Because it's not official yet, but Allegiant Stadium, a.k.a. the Raiders Stadium here in Las Vegas, has now become the front runner. One of the possibilities.
One of the possibilities.
I'm going to say front runner. Definitely front runner. They, I didn't see any mention of other locations. They kept them in the dark.
I think the words were that it will a conversation will at least be held or something like that, you know, that some consideration will be had or something like that. So, you know, one of the three venues in running for the super fight between Ryan Garcia and Gervonta Tank Davis. And, you know, I've made cases for all the venues.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fight. I'm happy it's happening. I've made cases for all the venues. I just felt that there's no other fight in the sport right now that could get the doors open at Allegiant Stadium except this one. And to know that they're actually considering it, man, you know, it makes me feel happy as a boxing fan.
And how many you think we get now? Now that it's a true possibility, what you think the cheapest ticket is priced at? How many of those would be on sale at that price? Because I hate when they do $200 tickets and you only get 2,000. It's like
pretty unfair.
Yeah, I mean, it's a stadium.
I think you'll be able to get in the door. I think I hope that they take advantage of the fact that it is a stadium. Use that field wisely. You know, you've been to the Earl fights. What happens? You got your seats, then you got the little riser. And then what's behind the riser?
Nothing.
Open space,
massively
right?
Wasted
space. Oh, open space. It's right. Hold on. Listen to me.
I remember.
Yeah, I mean, they got the merch in the little bar.
No, it's just that because your floor left.
Riser, open space,
right? Open space, right? Hold on, listen to me. Yeah, I mean, they got the merch and the little
bars and stuff.
Because your floor
ledge of the fact that it is a stadium, use that field wisely.
You know, you've been to the Earl fights. What happens? You got your seats, then you got the little riser. And then what's behind the riser?
Nothing. Massively wasted space.
You know, you've been to the Earl fights. What happens? You got your seats, then you got the little riser, and then what's behind the riser?
Nothing. Massively wasted
space.
Gotta remember.
Yeah, I mean, they got the merch in the little bar.
No, it's just that because your floor level, if they put you that far back, you might can't see. That's why seating is always rise up. That's why
bars and stuff.
No, it's
bars and stuff.
No, it's just that because your floor level, if they put you that far back, you might can't see. That's why
seating is always rise up so that you can see down and get a better view. If the ring is 4 feet up and now I'm on floor, because your floor level, if they put you that far back, you might can't see. That's why seating is always rise up so that you can see down and get a better view. If the ring is 4 feet up and now I'm on floor level and I'm behind the raised...
No, not because and stuff.
No, it's just that because your floor level, if they put you that far back, you might can't see. That's why...
Bars and stuff.
No, it's just that because your floor level, if they put you that far back, you might can't see. Seating is always rise up so that you can see down and get a better view. If the ring is 4 feet up, and now I'm on
floor level, and I'm behind the raised.
No,
the
not
handicap.
Behind. No.
Okay,
no.
Let's say 50 feet away.
Let me know when I bars and stuff.
No, it's just that because your floor level, if they put you that far back, you might can't see. That's why seating is always rise up so that you can see down and get a better view. If the ring is 4 feet up, and now I'm on floor level, and I'm behind. If they put you that far back, you might can't see. That's why seating is always rise up. That's why seating is always can't see. That's why seating is always rise up so that you can see down and get a better view. If the ring is 4 feet up and now I'm on floor level and I'm behind the raised.
No,
the
not
handicap.
Behind. No.
Okay,
no.
Let's say
75 right here, level 375. But now we back midfield, $50 to get in the door to Tank Ryan is an exceptional.
17. That's what I'm saying, bro. It's how you price. What do you want? Are you trying to kill your Patreons? Well, yeah, go make $19 million. Canelo's giving away to the people. He's letting the people come see him. That's why 66,000 showed up, and that's why his fucking gate is half.
Well, no, 73,000 showed up. Live gate from
66.
Tickets sold.
They
yeah.
gave away. Comp's done.
We ain't counting comp.
We ain't counting for attendance. I mean, yeah, you're right, because you got to get there. Even if they give you a
free ticket, you got to go. You got to pay. You got to get a haircut. You got to get dressed up. You got to get there. You got to get there.
I just think that even if you have things priced where you think they should be priced, bro, like, if it sells out, they did an exceptionally amazing job. Like, that is
this
best
fight
case.
Is selling itself, Danny. You don't think so? How big is the buzz? Didn't you just Google and say the Tank was
what has,
most searched?
What has bigger buzz?
He got a good shot, but he got to fight a tall man fight, but aggressive.
Cool with that, because we normally watch it on TV. We ain't the fucking boxing. David Maldonado, what up?
Yo, Ness, that fight is officially a done deal? Yo, Ness.
What up?
Yo, is that fight a done deal, bro?
Nah.
I seen the thumbnail and it said the stadium.
Nah. It's just they're
They've already announced that they're working on trying to get this stadium. This is one of the possibilities.
Yo, it's crazy. I never thought I would ever say this. Last year, maybe if it officially gets announced, my mind would change. But being I'm just so tired of it, I'm tired of shows. Even when I'm browsing, I see a show about it, I don't even click on it. I don't even care about it no more, bro. Unless I see a sign and sealed or Boots' name is attached to one of those guys. Other than that, I don't even care about that fight. But if it was signed today, I probably would change my mind and probably would say Crawford versus Spence. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I think Crawford fight live too when he fought Crab and Lobster.
And we got the crazy salary that Danny is a condition.
Boy, that you don't got to go to college or nothing, bro.
But
I went to a live
to
fight one time.
Like we went to college and we got degrees and we got.
Bro,
but
I went to a.
Yeah, champ. That's not that. Yeah. Nah. But. Bro, that's what I'm saying, bro.
All around strategically. That was my issue. You talking about this? I just want to get to the fight.
Look, if it's in the stadium, bro, they should have enough seats for people that's going to pay $50 or even $100, bro.
Both sides?
Nah.
Those can't. How is that fair on top of a $450 flight and Danny's $550 room?
Were they priced like super high?
$40, even cheaper than fucking what I'm saying. But Danny laughed at me.
Yeah, man. I mean, $40. He did
$40. Seems like that. It seems.
It's sportsmen. Mm. So they were coming. But I'm on the poll. Shakur is 24.
Shakur is like.
Oh, he's, that's right. He is older than Devin.
Yeah, 25, I think.
We got George Santiago Ness. This fight, whenever it happens or before, happens or before.
We just had some pretty decent shit.
Nice edibles.
Earlier.
Gummies.
Yeah, shout out.
Peace.
Oh, yo, Ringwalk Danny. The Boxing Voice catches tomorrow for a 4 morning show, betting show, Blue Wire show, and then live fight chat.
Peace. Danny's still going.
Could be for the ballers. Let the rest be for the ballers.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Nothing? Nope. One, two, three, four, five, six. You got it? Desk left. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Check, check. Check, 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 check. Check, 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 check. Check, 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 check. Hey, hey, hey. Running the same, running the same, running the same. Check, 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 check.
Pros and cons to that. I don't know. Real bizarre.